Blog Talk Radio.
Rip it in the jaw, make it jump back. Might as drop it on the floor, make it jump back. Got that thing on me, homie, better jump back.
Into the Council Radio Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville. Late. Omaha Day is taking the toll today. We got a caller calling in at at 6:30, JoJo Capone. Shout out to everybody that's down for me and been down for me since day one. Shout out to the whole Omaha Native thing going on right now. Deep, y'all. Deep, deep, deep. Shout out to the sponsors, 12 Rounds of Music, also the council. We're going to get right back into the music, into the caller, Garland. So, I holla.
Shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death.
Before I wait,
please God, walk with
me. Grab a nigga and take me to heaven.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that Thug Life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna laugh. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the seat, deceased. Call on the sirens, seen them murdered in the street. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many tears. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by. Broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me. They're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises. Think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
back into the Council Radio Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Y'all, we got an interview on the line. Y'all already know who it is. I've already been explaining it for the past, over the past 24 hours. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Big Omaha Days going down. Shout-out to Brian McKnight last night. Wendell B., y'all going down tomorrow. But right now, we got JoJo Capone on the line. What's going on, Mr. Capone?
Hey, what's the latest?
Oh, man, the latest is fire. That's all I know. How are you doing?
I'm cool. Actually traveling. I'm in Minnesota at the moment, so I'm lucky. I was glad Fleetwood and everybody, y'all make sure that, you know, y'all do the follow-ups with me and let me know ahead of time, like, you know, that 10-minute, 30-minute grace period so I can stop what I can be filling in.
Okay, that's cool. I got you, because we're going to do, you know, just want to know some information. Only thing is I couldn't upload your songs, but I already heard them. So I'm sorry, everybody. Y'all will be hearing them before the end of the show. Not probably while you're on the line, but I'm going to try to get it going while we're talking and doing this interview anyway. But can you please let everybody know? Let everybody No, go ahead.
Oh, I say that just crushed me. I need you to play the music. They need to.
Oh, I'm going to still play it. I'm going to still play it.
I need.
I got you. Oh, we going to get all that. You're going to get all of that through my social media. Trust me. As soon as we get some information, can you please let everybody know who JoJo Capone is?
They don't know and want to do their own due diligence, Google me. Google JoJo Capone, and whatever come up, that's a part of my life. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot to go with it, so I'd rather them Google me. Oh. And I'm only saying that because I just got a picture right now. Somebody sent me, and it said views 427,896 within the days of me dropping that off.
Okay, so let everybody know about the Global Gangsters. Is that it? Did I say that right? Yeah.
I was trying to pause it. I was away from everybody.
Okay. It sounded like y'all caught in.
Pardon me, y'all. I got the crew with me.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I just had to go step in a more quieter spot. Yeah, here promoting, doing radio shows.
Okay,
radio,
that's what's
up. And, yeah, doing some in-stores, things like that. Some features up here in Minnesota. But you said tell you about the Global Gangsters.
Yeah.
Once again, it's the movement. I made a group out of the movement, which consists of a lot of members, myself, Pistol Pete, Chachi, Big Blast, C-Note, Cold Black, Nuke, Smoke, Terror, Ghost, and Sale. Man, the list goes on and on.
Okay, so how long would you say you've been taking music seriously?
Well, basically, I started the label in like 98. So I was just doing the. In 98, I started the label, so I went hard and been just going hard from that point from up until now. So I'm about 20 years in.
Okay. So I want to know, when you first heard hip-hop, how did it affect you?
I mean, you know, it was channels, so you know what I'm saying? We went from break dancing, you know what I'm saying? Spray painting. Was spray painting to break dancing? They super loud, y'all. I apologize for that. And everywhere
that's
I'm walking,
okay,
they study
okay.
following me, so I can't get through a quiet spot.
Right. That's okay.
So, yeah, so I'm trying to cut that background noise out as much as possible. But, yeah, so, you know, we went from the breakdancing to spray paint to breakdancing, you know, just the channels. And then by the time hip-hop came, you know, we was listening to it and just took it from there, like KRS-One, Rakim, Eric B and Rakim, you know, those guys, because it was mainly in the East Coast in New York. So once we was having, like,
right.
our little pirate stations, and shout out to Pink House, you know what I'm saying? Pink House, rest in peace. Pink House, that was, like, our number one DJ that broke and introduced hip-hop to Chicago. So,
okay.
You know, much
okay.
love to him. And that was
right.
the guy that broke, like, Biggie Smalls.
Wow.
And people like that.
Dope. So when did you realize you wanted to be involved with it? When did you realize, okay, this is what I want to do?
I mean, from then, you know, like I say, I was running around doing it. So I was doing the graffiti artist, spray painting up all the trains, you know, and
right.
indulging
right.
in that part of the culture. We was the baby breakdancing crew. So we was
right.
doing that. And from that
okay.
point on, that's when
so you just was the old skateboarder. You could have been a skateboarder too. That's what they into.
Yeah, we was doing that, skateboarding shit. We was
right.
flip-flopping,
okay.
TikToking on the skateboard. Like, that's what I said, anything
right.
that our culture consisted of, I was a part of it. Everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is, I think skateboarding is a part of hip-hop too, so I feel you.
Right.
So what were your experiences like while you were perfecting your craft?
What, as far as artists or peer or overall?
Yeah. Overall.
Overall, Jesse, you was enthused. You know, it was enthusing. You know, to be able to be the best breakdance. Like, if you was breakdancing, it was what move could you do best? Could you do the frog?
Right, right.
Could you do the 1999 handstand? The helicopter? Like, it was like, what could you do? You know, breakdancing.
Right.
I mean, spray painting. You gonna come up with your your tag name, you know what I'm saying? You was trying
right,
to get your
right,
tag
right.
name popular. So that was another thing. And what else? And then as far as when the music came, you came with a label and you had to come with a crew. So I done
right.
started Act Like It Entertainment. Act Like It Entertainment is the label. So you can go to YouTube, Act Like It, ENT, the correct spelling, ACTLIKEITENT. And, you know, that's the YouTube channel, so they can see videos and interviews on there as well. Other than that, like
right.
I say,
also
just,
check it out. Everything on there. Everything is on that website right there he just gave you. I checked it out.
Yeah. And then
so,
for the bios and things like that, Act Like ENT.net, they can
right.
go and check it.
Right. So I want to know, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
I mean, it's so corrupted at this moment. You know, the internet saved a lot of artists, you know, because the payola fees is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It'll cripple a billionaire.
Right.
So shit, you got multimillionaires not even willing to invest in the music business because everybody doing the wrong things with the money. If you're supposed to be, you know, paying a fee, you know, to help market and promote your project, cool. But they double charging you, triple charge you, overcharge you, basically just robbing you.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right,
you're not getting
right.
the effects that you was planning on, and it's just a lot of misleading. You know, the industry
right.
just do a lot of misleading.
Right. And
you
that
know,
being
money,
said
and
right there, everybody, you need to listen. If you're an artist out there, you listening, you need to listen to JoJo Wright. JoJo Capone, right? I hit it right on the head right there. I like when you said that, JoJo. It's a lot of artists, like you said, just the corruption. So, and I feel everybody that be talking about it. Because there's a lot of independent artists out here that don't know the way. And that's why I do these interviews, so they can figure it out. And thanks to you, JoJo Capone, you letting them know.
Yeah, so, you know, and then, like I said, to mislead the kids that's trying to get on, because if you telling them they need 100, 200,000, 500,000 to help market and promote themselves, they're going to do all and anything to try to get the money. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
In some cases, you're putting a lot of people in harm's way, because where are they going to try to get that money from? You know, they're going to try to get it good ways, bad ways, and eventually some people can get hurt just because they're trying to follow a dream, you know, and do the
right.
rightful things. So it's like you catch them doing a lot of wrong things to try to make a right from it, you know, when
right.
it shouldn't be that way. A lot of these guys got a lot of talent. A lot of the women got a lot of talent. But it's either the males that's dominating the game trying to sleep with the ladies instead of helping them. You know, it's always
right.
a catch-22. It's just a catch-22. So, you know, it's just
right.
going to always be some
right.
issue, you know.
Okay.
Somebody flexing their power.
So we gonna go with the 20-year bid you done did right here in the game. Can you let everybody know who have you worked with?
This ain't it.
Damn, some Puff Daddy. I mean, I could just go up, you know. I could just go up from Puff Daddy, and that whole Bad Boy camp. I gotta say camps. You know what I'm saying? Rough Riders and that camp. Cash Money. Click in that camp.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, basically everybody. There's nobody.
Yeah,
no,
you
everybody.
Rolling. Okay.
Yeah.
Out of all the people you done work with, and or all the songs you done made, which one stands out the most and why?
Which one of my songs stand out the most?
Mm-hmm. And why?
Okay. Stand out the most. That's kind of hard to say, because a lot of people got what they like the most. You know what I'm saying? Well,
right,
if it's
right.
asking me, that's a question I couldn't answer, because I like them all. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay. You first
like
want
any
to say that.
Yeah, they can stand out on their own. You know, any one of them. Like, you know
right.
how people say pick a single, with your lead single, this and that. I feel like any song you pick could be a single. You know,
right,
somebody gonna
right.
like something. You can't please everybody, but somebody gonna like something.
Exactly. So do you have a foundation, or are you connected to a positive organization?
Yeah, but I don't name it. I've been doing that since the beginning of my life. You know, I feel like
right.
the purpose of life. So I don't do it for no organization kickbacks and all that. I don't, you know, I don't do it for those purposes. I feel like if it's
right.
Allah's will, then that's how he got me.
That's what you're supposed
what
to
do. Yeah.
Right. Okay. You go on now. Go on now. That's what I'm talking about. So I want to know who inspired you to grind so hard.
Myself. You know, I'm the one that got to know that grinding is going to feed me and mine. So I'm my motivation.
Right. Right. Okay, so I need you to tell me one thing that your fans would not know about you just by listening to your music.
You said, what'd you say again?
Tell me something, one thing. About you that your fans would know just by listening to your music.
That they wouldn't know?
Yeah.
Something that they wouldn't know by listening to the music. I mean, listening to the music don't just perfectly describe nobody. So, you know, it's a lot that they won't know. Yeah, it's a lot that they wouldn't know that I would be doing the music. That's one thing they didn't know, because I was always the CEO. I just started performing as an artist. So that's something that they didn't know.
I'm just waiting on somebody to tell me they got 20 cats or something. That's why I asked that question.
Or old hoarder or some hoarder, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just collect diamonds or I don't know anything. That's just weird. But, you know, I know I got a little some things weird about me, but that's okay. But, you know, we going to push. We're going to persist until something happens. Because that's what we got to do all the time. So, JoJo, I know you got some social media that you want to give out there to everybody.
Yeah, JoJo Capone, the number one on Instagram. JoJo Capone on Facebook. At Act Like It, ENT. On Twitter, at Global Gangsters, the correct spelling. GANGSTER. Yeah.
Okay, so is Global Gangsters on Twitter?
Yes, Global Gangsters is the correct spelling. GANGSTERS, not the STAS.
Yeah,
a lot of people get that.
I know.
We gangsters
for real
that just know how
to
rap.
I spell it right. I said, well, wait a minute. It's spelled like the, no, that's not how you spell that. It ain't S-T, the T-A-S. No.
Yeah, correct spelling at all times.
Okay, so you got any shows, anything coming up for the camp?
Actually, that's what I'm dealing with now. So I'm waiting to see now to lock in this tour. So hopefully I can come back on and reschedule and let y'all know the dates. Or if they follow me, they'll see me posting the, you know, the flyers or whatever.
You. Yeah, I got you. We'll know about it. Shout out to DJ 7, you know, for making this possible, getting a legend. You know, if you got 20 plus in, that's legendary to me. That's legendary.
Yeah,
you don't work
doubt.
With people that, you know, right, that I've been grooving, probably just, didn't know it was JoJo Capone, and I was grooving.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Of... Yeah.
So
can
we go to your website and get the dates and stuff?
Yeah. ActLikeItENT.net.
Okay, and then also subscribe to your YouTube. I subscribe to the YouTube, so everybody do that, subscribe.
Yeah.
The latest song I know I couldn't get, I forget, is it called Act Like?
No, Need to Win, probably.
Need to Win.
Need to Win.
Yep. So we got
Need
two
to win
songs.
And I don't
Go
feel
ahead.
Nobody.
Go ahead, what's the other one? Yeah, that one.
I don't
with
feel
Lil
nobody.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. We're going to play those later in the show. I'm going to still try to upload it to my thing. You know, I got you. It's just that it's a lot going on this week. For the past week, I've been busy like you, trying to get all these interviews and promoting these events. Big shout out to Brian and Knight again. So, JoJo, that's all I got for you. I want you to, I don't know what you got going on tonight, but it sounds like it's crunk wherever you at.
Yeah,
we're
in the Twin
crunk.
Cities, Minnesota right now.
Okay, so we need to set up a second interview with you. I got to have one, if you don't
okay,
mind.
Okay, reschedule. I'm ready.
Okay,
send
so
me
we're going to, that's what we'll do. We'll do it just straight like that. And you have a great weekend, and I will too, and I will holler at you on the flip side on social media.
Appreciate it. Shout out my brother, Deep Fleetwood.
Oh, yeah, big shout out to Fleetwood. That's my dog. So, yeah, y'all, that's what we got. We got JoJo Capone coming through again. Couldn't have loved his music. I don't know why I couldn't. But we're going to get that cracking. But right now, we're going to get right back into the music because that's what we do. And I've been beating this right here. You know, Big Spook, Lady Justice, Lady T, Sideways. Let's go.
To make me go get my Tech 9 kit. He's trying to make me mad, and that's no doubt. So I'm gonna have to sock him in his motherfucking mouth. Bitches be hating cause I'm getting paid. Hoes better stop coming at me sideways. I'm just saying. You make me wanna start back banging. First off, I'm too grown. That's why you need to leave me alone. With your ugly ass bitch and your little ass dick. Somebody done started something, so now I'm pissed. Wait, let me get back to getting paid. Y'all better stop coming at me sick of sideways.